This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
I really want to emphasize to people that this is a very important point. If we don't solve the deficit, there won't be money for medical care. There won't be money for Social Security. We either solve the deficit or all we'll be doing is paying debt. It's got to be solved or there's no medical care, there's no Social Security, there's no nothing. It's got to be solved. It's not optional. America will go bankrupt if this is not done. That's why I'm here.
It's important for people to understand. He's doing a big job. He's doing a very thankless job. It's really a thankless job. But he's helping us to save our country. Our country was in serious trouble. And I had to get the best guy.
Well, yesterday, folks, it finally happened. I've been waiting for this. The crack up. Not among the Democrats, that's been going on for a while, but among GOP swampers who finally realized, oh my gosh, Trump is serious. He's going to change the game forever. They panicked. Now, I can't say for sure what pushed him over the edge. I don't know if it was Donald Trump unilaterally signing an executive order terminating all federal taxpayer benefits to illegal immigrants. That might have been what pushed Senator from Texas, John Cornyn, a Bush guy through and through, off the ledge. I mean, keep in mind, as we documented on this podcast, George W. Bush, his mentor, and he runs on a raft of Bush money every time, George W. Bush had partnered with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton to raise money to pay for the illegal immigrants' flights into America. In other words, three presidents had become part of the human trafficking loop, an illegal human trafficking loop. So I don't know if it was Trump signing that executive order Wednesday, eliminating all federal taxpayer benefits for illegal immigrants, that finally pushed John Cornyn over the edge, or if it was the historic executive order. And folks, the left and the right rarely agree on anything, but left-wing media and right-wing media both agreed Trump just did something so radical. We haven't seen this since 1886. Here's the Red State article headline. Trump executive order wipes out 90 years of practice and permanently changes the executive branch. That, folks, is insane thing number 15. Wait, isn't this Thursday? Yeah. In order to get all this in, I'm actually starting insane things on Thursday. Today is Thursday this week because I can't get it all in tomorrow. So we're going to do 2 days of this. Folks, this is truly historic stuff. However it ends, America hasn't seen this in their lifetimes. Americans haven't. Beginning with the Interstate Commerce Commission in 1886, Red State writes, Congress created myriad boards and commissions to handle specific tasks, right? Now, I know this part's a little wonky, but hang with me because I'm going to tell you what Trump did. It's going to blow your mind. The goals seem to have been to create a locus of subject matter expertise, insulate those agencies from the executive branch, and let Congress shirk its duties. By the time of the Roosevelt administration, there were so many of these boards, they're basically running federal agencies, that Roosevelt's Commission on Administrative Management, a.k.a. the Brownlow Committee, which had been tasked with restructuring the executive branch, called them a headless fourth branch of government, a haphazard deposit of irresponsible agencies and uncoordinated powers. Many of them were headed by the people the president could not fire. And it goes on to talk about the Federal Trade Commission and all these independent agencies. So basically what's happened here, folks, is that since 1886, the president and Congress agreed, look, we got to do some unseemly stuff, or we want to do some unseemly stuff, stuff that make people really mad. So Congress won't do it. They'll just appropriate the money and let somebody else do it. And the president won't do it. He'll just let Congress appropriate the money and let somebody else do it. And it created this bureaucratic state. Well, Trump just took it all back in an executive order this week. In what White House officials referred to as so-called independent agencies, the FTC, the FCC, the SEC, USAID was one. It doesn't exist anymore. And this is Trump also saying, hey, listen, I've got the ability to fire 6,000 IRS agents, which, by the way, again, today is Thursday, is what's on the docket for this afternoon. The executive order writes, these agencies issue rules and regulations that cost billions of dollars and implicate some of the most controversial policy matters, and they do so without the review of the democratically elected president. They also spend American tax dollars and set priorities without consulting the president while setting their own performance standards. Well, that, he said, is over. It's all going through the White House now. What Trump's reacting to is something we've talked about so many times here. The fact that increasingly the president is just a figurehead. The bureaucracy runs the state. The president and the attorney general, subject to the president's supervision and control, shall provide authoritative interpretations of the law for the executive branch. In other words, you bureaucrats aren't doing it anymore. We're doing it out of the Oval Office. The president and the attorney general's opinions on questions of law are controlling on all employees in the conduct of their official duties. No employee of the executive branch, that's the whole federal government, acting in their official capacity may advance an interpretation of the law as the position of the United States that contravenes the president or the attorney general's opinion on a matter of law, including but not limited to the issuance of regulations, guidance, and positions. So in other words, we're taking it all back. And folks, this was delegated power. It's been gradually delegated by Congress and most especially by the president, again, since 1886. He says, no, we're not doing this anymore. I'm running this government. Folks, why is this necessary? Well, that's insane thing number 14. As Trump and Musk explained in an interview with Hannity this week, what Doge does, and Elon Musk was wearing a shirt that said tech support, they are literally the muscle. Without Elon Musk and some of the best software brains in the world, folks, you got to understand, Trump couldn't take control of this government back. He sees that. That's why he issued this executive order, because what is happening? Here's an example this week. They're calling in the heads of these agencies. I've explained this before, and saying, okay, give us the keys to the car. We're going to go and check and make sure that, you know, what you've spent money on, where the money is, what you did with it. Well, this week it was Social Security. And the head of Social Security said, no, I'm not giving you the passwords. I'm not letting you into the system. I mean, who in the hell do you think you are? And it was reported she resigned in protest rather than let Doge and the president know what she'd been doing. Trump later corrected that, said, no, she was fired. Why would you want a person like that running things? Well, that's where Doge comes in, because then you got to break into the system. There's no one who's going to let you in because this federal bureaucracy is hostile.
Yeah, and that's why I like my T-shirt says tech support, because I'm here to provide the president with technology support. And now that may seem like, well, is that a silly thing? But actually, it's a very important thing, because the president will make these executive orders, which are very sensible and good for the country, but then they don't get implemented, you know? If you take, for example, all the funding for the migrant hotels, the president issued an executive order. Hey, we need to stop taking taxpayer money and paying for luxury hotels for illegal immigrants, which makes no sense. Like, obviously, people do not want their tax dollars going to fund high-end hotels for illegals. And yet they were still doing that, even as late as last week. And so, you know, we went in there and we're like, this is in violation of the presidential executive order. It needs to stop. So what we're doing here is one of the biggest functions of the DOGE team is just making sure that the presidential executive orders are actually carried out. The president is the elected representative of the people, so he's representing the will of the people. And if the bureaucracy is fighting the will of the people and preventing the president from implementing what the people want, then what we live in is a bureaucracy and not a democracy.
That may be a nice way of putting it, but what he means is what we live in is a bureaucratic dictatorship. And that's what the executive order in thing number 15 was aimed at. But again, that's what tech support does. They go in and make sure the president's orders are, one, being carried out, and number two, if they're not, they forcibly override the system, get in without passwords, and they carry it out. Without Elon Musk, and this is why the left is going wild over him, they understand what's really going on here. Without Elon Musk, Trump couldn't carry this stuff out. He'd just produce a pile of paper ordering them to do stuff. They don't have any technical way to make it so. He needs the world's best and brightest software engineers to go in there, break into the system, figure out how it works, figure out where this stuff is, and stop it. The Democrats never anticipated this would happen to them. It's why they're going wild. Notice Trump didn't issue this order for a month. I think it had to get really bad. I think even he is shocked at how bad it is. How bad is it? Notice Trump's executive order came on the heels of what I'm about to tell you, because this shows you everything about how it had gotten. This is insane thing number 13. Remember, we found out last week that Democrat Biden appointees just unilaterally.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Decided without any authorization from Congress to transfer out gold bars to, in the words of the guy who did it, throw gold bars off the Titanic. The gold bars was $20 billion transferred to seven Democrat controlled NGOs. Folks, when mid-level Biden appointees can simply, without any authorization from Congress, transfer $20 billion out the door to their friends because they don't like the outcome of the election, they don't want Trump to get his hands on the money, that system is broken. That is an ungodly amount of power. God knows how much has been stolen. It'll take us years to figure it out. But $2 billion of that money, Lee Zeldin, who's now the head of the EPA, was tracked back to a NGO controlled by Stacey Abrams. Okay, folks, total in the United States of America, there's only 1,200 companies valued at $1 billion to $2 billion. This is an insane amount of money. But it gets worse. Abrams' fund got the $2 billion, quote, despite the fact that it was founded just months earlier, in late 2023, and never managed anywhere near the grant's dollar figure. In fact, it reported just $100 in total revenue during its first 3 months of operation, according to its latest tax filings. In other words, folks, the American people had been dragged through 9% inflation. By the way, food inflation is ticking back up again. The struggle to afford food, which has gone up by 29% in price during the Biden administration. The American people can't, middle class can't buy houses anymore. We're suffering through high interest rates. And I thought you're going to tell me that the Democrats, the bureaucracy is now so powerful, they could just transfer $2 billion to their friends. I mean, you can't, it boggles the mind. No congressional authorization, just some mid-level guy that Biden appointed decided, hey, you know, we don't like Trump's one. We're just going to move this money on out. Now, Lee Zeldin, the EPA administrator, is trying to get it back. And folks, let me tell you what we're going to find happen to this money. We're going to find out that Stacey Abrams pocketed millions, maybe tens of millions. So did probably some other people. And that money got passed on to other smaller Democrat NGOs that are have climate names, but are all really just get out the vote operations. That's what's been powering the Democrat Party. Abject theft from the American people. Folks, put that on top of the nearly $5 billion USAID doled out to our worst enemies on earth, including the Taliban and Hamas. And by the way, the Hamas funding blatantly violated federal law. Folks, this, I mean, I'm talking indictable offenses. This government is so out of control that Trump's action, while radical, is in equal and opposite proportion to it. Folks, just to give you just a hint of what the struggle is like, I'm watching Kristi Noem right now. She's on Hannity, and she's talking about how DHS, Department of Homeland Security, which she runs, is having to use polygraphs to ensure that employees haven't jeopardized Department of Homeland Security operations, including FBI agents they brought on board ostensibly to help with the raids. That we are trying to control an out of control bureaucratic dictatorship facilitated by leftists. Which brings us to insane thing number 12. Donald Trump actually having to order these leftists to stop funding illegal immigrants. Again, I mentioned this earlier, but think about this for a minute, okay? Aiding and abetting illegal immigration is a crime. People have gone to prison for it. And yet, we have federal agencies doling out money. I mean, incredibly, last week, you remember the $20 billion we found inside Health and Human Services. They were using it for down payments for illegal immigrants on cars, houses, $15,000 a pop business loans, $1,500 cash credit repair checks. So we'll just pay your bills off and get you all fixed up. Only for illegal immigrants. Free health care for them. Free rent assistance for them. Folks, this is aiding and abetting a crime. So Trump signed the executive order Wednesday, terminating all federal taxpayer benefits to illegal immigrants. And by the way, giving himself then justification to fire federal employees who do this for insubordination. And folks, we haven't begun to scratch the surface of finding this money. I challenged Doge this week on X, they probably didn't see it, to go find the program that flew Lake and Riley's killer from New York to her. Because he and his brother, they were both Tren de Aragua, by the way, and then another illegal immigrant woman who were staying at that luxury hotel, the one we were funding at $59 million a month. Yeah, they decided they just wanted to fly to Florida, and they knew about the, they knew all about the program. You pay, they fly for free because they're illegals. And I mean, so Lake and Riley's killer, we found it at the trial, was flown to her in Georgia. I mean, this is outrageous. And you see stuff like this, and Trump's like, we got to get a hold of it. We got to do more than just sending in Doge. So he puts out this executive order. That leads us to insane thing number 11. I don't know if John Cornyn cracked up over the firing of the 6,000 IRS agents, the firing of all the other employees, the 75,000 federal employees that took the buyouts, or if it was the illegals being defunded or the executive order. He finally went and lost it, saying that what Trump was doing was unconstitutional. He's an allegedly Republican senator from Texas, who has just a 41% approval rating with Republicans in Texas. And again, I don't know who the hell this guy thinks that he is. But what is so galling is the mainstream media jumped on his comments. See, he's a dictator. Trump's terrible. He's a dictator. Well, Cornyn hasn't condemned any of this, at least not publicly, fraud and waste that we found. He's only coming after Trump for the efforts to combat it. And you know why? Because he's taking away their money machine. Lindsey Graham, our senator from here in South Carolina, rebelled in another way. He decided to just conduct his own foreign policy, meeting with Zelensky, making his own budget in the Senate that funds the Ukraine war through 2030. Trump's goal is to wrap it up in 90 days, and he and the Russians both announced this week they think they're going to be able to do it and do it fairly quickly. So Lindsey Graham is panicking. He's essentially mocking the president with his budget and providing $48 billion, that's borrowed or printed money because we certainly don't have it, for Ukraine. Well, Trump just said that the war is going to end. And when you look at Lindsey Graham's budget, which, by the way, John Thune, who is the majority leader in the Senate, did a big press conference. Oh, it was so wonderful. Did it cut anything? Nope. Increased spending by $350 billion, including the money for Ukraine. We're not increasing spending, guys. We're cutting the spending. This is a total rebellion in the Senate. Now, you can say, okay, well, Trump's probably going to veto this. I mean, I assume he will. I mean, I don't know what'll happen. But this is what the rebellion looks like. This is the swamp saying, no, we don't give a damn that we learned last week that food inflation's accelerating and inflation is back. We don't care. Well, you know what? We're just going to keep printing money until the American people starve or the whole thing collapses. That's where they are right now. This is what Trump's up against from his own party, which is insane thing number 11. So see, this is why Trump responded with that executive order, essentially retaking the executive branch for the first time since 1886. Here's what he's doing, okay? He's basically looking at this and going, Congress is so feckless, so weak, linguine-spined, and cowardly that, you know what, they're not going, they could protect DOGE, by the way, from all of this media criticism, oh, it's illegitimate, it's not constitutional. All they gotta do is take the stuff DOGE is doing and put it in legislation, but they won't. You're not going to see him do that. I think you're going to see a tiny cut in spending in the House. Most of what DOGE cut refunded and all of it refunded in the Senate. I think that's where we're going, right? So Trump is headed for a major showdown with these people. But he's going to use their fecklessness, their weakness against them by betting they won't dare pass legislation taking the executive power back that he just took for himself in that executive order. I don't think they will either. I think they're too weak need to do that too. It works both ways. So he's essentially daring them to rein him in, but it was enough for Cornyn to go out and criticize him. You're going to see a crack up in the Republican Party where these swamp creatures are going to expose themselves. And Cornyn went first. Insane thing number 10. For most of the time I've been covering politics, people have joked about auditing Fort Knox to see if the gold was there, but it was only a joke. After the last few weeks, and we've seen the fraud, the theft, it's not a joke anymore. In fact, today, Donald Trump ordered, executive order, an audit of Fort Knox to see if the gold's there. Probably a good idea for somebody to check, given that the Democrats cumulatively have been in power total of decades over Fort Knox. Do you think it's still there? I would have told you it probably was 3 weeks ago. Now I'm not so sure. The fact, folks, that we have to audit it at this point, given what we've uncovered, well, that's why it's insane thing number 10. Insane thing number 9. So far, the American people haven't been fooled by the Democrats' lies. They just hit an all-time low in congressional approval with just 21% of voters approving the way Democrats in Congress handle themselves, compared with 68% of voters that disapprove. Now, that doesn't mean that voters like Republicans in Congress. It just means they like them better. 40% of voters approve of the way Republicans in Congress are handling their job, which is a record high. I think a lot of this is probably just a reflection of the fact that Trump's a Republican and they like what he's doing. Trump himself hit a record high of 55% approval this week, the highest he has been while in office. Insane thing number 8. The media's latest hoax implodes live on CBS. It goes something like this. Doge cut some people from the FAA or something. Ergo, every mishap that happens at pretty much any airport anywhere in the world is Trump's fault somehow. Like most of the other major themes that you see on their news, it's a hoax whose days are numbered. This one hilariously, though, fell apart live on the air at CBS. This is Gail King interviewing the CEO of Delta Airlines. Since Trump took office, including one in Canada, was his fault because somehow somebody got fired at the FAA or something. But is that even true? Did they even check it before they reported it? They're the media. Oh, heck no. Here's CBS's Gail King asking the CEO of Delta if the Doge cuts are getting people hurt or killed on planes.
I know the Trump administration recently fired many employees of the FAA administration. After looking at all these mishaps, a lot of people are very nervous. Do these cuts affect you?
The cuts do not affect us, Gail. I've been in close communication with the Secretary of Transportation. I understand that the cuts at this time are something that are raising questions. But the reality is there's over 50,000 people that work at the FAA. And the cuts, I understand, were 300 people, and they were in non-critical safety functions. The Trump administration has committed to investing deeply in terms of improving the overall technologies that are used in the air traffic control systems and modernizing the skies. They've committed to hiring additional controllers and investigators and safety investigators. So, no, I'm not concerned with that at all.
You know that part in the movie Jaws where the guy says, I think we're going to need a bigger boat. Yeah, they're going to need a bigger hoax. Okay, that concludes Insane Thing number 8. We'll pick it up tomorrow with 2 days of Insane Things podcast. Just to cover it all. Plus, who the heck knows what'll happen by tomorrow? So, tune in Friday's Insane Things podcast.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.